Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. You guys look great today. Thank you. Huh, thanks. You can leave us a voicemail anytime you want. I just want to say that here. So if you hear something on the show, you can respond to it, even as a podcast listener, by calling the same number as our phone line. We love it when we get good voicemails. We'll turn them into whole segments. 877-77-BOBBY. Hold on. Oh, man.
Been saving that one?
No, not really. I had too much water. Went in the wrong hole a little bit just then before I went on. 877-77-BOBBY. Leave us a voicemail. I have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Who sent the story about the woman with the largest fake breasts in America? Oh, Mike did?
Oh, I saw her.
Oh, I would have thought Lunchbox.
No, I saw her, though.
I would have thought Lunchbox, too, but they're so big that I think now she wants them out.
Yeah, she said they're giving her a lot of pain and just really a big hassle, even though she wanted to be the biggest in the United States, and she reached her goal, but they're just driving her nuts.
Now, this is the Sharkhan story, Mike.
It's
I saw that, right, they're so big.
I mean, they are like, I don't even know how to describe them.
Well, watermelons?
No, they're bigger. Yeah, maybe watermelon size, but maybe a little bigger.
I'm not joking, by the way, I'm just literally.
I know, but it doesn't look
bad.
No, that's not what I was going to say. It doesn't look normal. I just wonder about a doctor that would do this, but they are the largest legal ones you can get.
Legal? There can be illegal ones?
Yeah, I'm sure.
After having three surgeries to have the biggest breasts in the United States, Naylan Ashley says they're causing her health problems like migraines and back tension. The implants are 1250 cc in size. I don't know what that means, but they were the largest legal implant size available in the U.S. The implants cost over $17,000. It just looks like a cartoon.
But Eddie, doesn't it look good? Like it doesn't look like disproportionate.
They don't look as bad as I thought they were going to look.
They look extremely disproportionate.
Oh,
to her body?
Yeah.
They look like two cantaloupes.
Yeah.
Okay, cantaloupes
good. Cantaloupes are small.
Big cantaloupes.
That's about the size of a cantaloupe.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at
them. No, that's bigger. Yeah, that's bigger.
A big old
cantaloupe. We have cantaloupes at the house.
Okay, but
that's the one fruit I eat.
But Bobby,
put them up to your body and see how that.
No, you guys are big watermelons.
No, watermelon's a weird shape.
Yeah, those are mini watermelons, guys.
Okay.
Okay, guys. What?
But I'm telling you, if you saw that at the pool, you'd be like, oh, that looks good. That
no, I think you wouldn't.
Why that at the pool? Like, why are you speaking that way? If you saw that at the pool?
No, he's talking about her breasts.
Yeah.
Okay, that. Well, he should clarify. What?
I didn't think you were talking.
Thank you.
Talking about her.
If you saw it at the pool, what'd you say?
You'd be like, oh, that looks nice.
No.
I don't think so. They...
It would definitely look different.
And if I if my wife walked in today with these, I'd be like, woohoo!
If I were a doctor said, I'd like the largest legal breast implants ever, I'd be like, That's like when someone goes, can I get my windows tinted the absolute darkest? You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, shady.
What are you trying to do in there?
Yeah. But also, too, if you went to the doctor and asked for this, they would say, hey, you know this comes with different issues like back
pain.
Problems and migraines and stuff like that. So
and
I'm sure
like,
she was warned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe.
So what's...
I don't know. I saw it. And thought,
maybe she thought she was tougher than the migraines, but...
John Travolta has landed a 737 pilot's license.
So he can be your pilot?
That's a big one.
Like
I saw a picture of him standing in front of the plane. Scuba said that he lives in a part of Florida. I thought he lived in L.A., but maybe lived in both. But he said in the part of Florida that he lived that there is a runway in an airport just for people to live in that neighborhood because everybody has massive planes.
Is this in Jupiter?
No, it's north of Ocala. It's called Jumble Air. It's like an air community. Everyone has like massive mansions. They have a runway. They've got like a hangar for all the jets and stuff. It's
for
really,
the community.
Really cool. For the community, yeah.
Wow, that's
really
a lot of money.
Cool.
That's cool.
Dang.
I mean,
I wonder if you can even get in that neighborhood.
It's gated with security guards, so you can't.
Sounds like a place we couldn't just go and.
No, you can drive by the main gate, but you can't get into it.
Huh. Well, he is now. What if you're like flying? Like, all right, we're boarding. Group B, and you look up, and you're like, there's Danny Zuko.
Amazing. The dude from Look Who's Talking.
Yeah, look at that. There's the baby voice. A woman was left with a shark hand after doctors sewed it inside of her stomach during surgery. And I saw the picture, and I didn't quite... It almost looked like a lobster claw. Did it look like that to you, Mike? Mm-hmm. After being woken up from 11 days in a medically induced coma, Sadie Demp found out that her left hand now looked like a shark. She developed a sepsis infection after having a kidney stone removed, and the hand was sewn into her stomach after the fingers were amputated to maintain blood circulation. So they had to sew it in. Oh, they had to literally sew it into her stomach.
It does look like a claw.
Right? It looks like a
big lobster claw.
I bet you that she's just happy to be alive, and they figured it out, and that they can also probably at some point make it look a little more like a hand. What do you imagine? Like, she's lucky they were able to figure this out, and they can probably make it look a little more like a normal hand.
Yeah.
Because, like, Eddie, you're looking at it. I'm looking for you
crazy.
To say anything.
I can't stop looking at it. Well, it's just...
Look and talk, you think?
Yeah, it just looks so...
You're
crazy.
Speechless.
Like, so different. And her thumb still works, so her thumb is like the little part of the claw.
Yeah. Yes. It looks like a shark, shark claw. Oh, Eddie, we got him with the look and talk. Can't
Sorry,
do it.
Man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, I was also trying to show Lunchbox how to run his computer and
enlarge
the video.
And I'm looking at real estate and Jumble Air.
What do you mean enlarge the video? The video was not an option to enlarge, Eddie.
A guy tried to steal a Navy SEAL vest used in the Osama bin Laden raid, which that is something people will be upset about if you were to steal it and they find out that you stole it. That's a risky one. I guess if you could... Stealing black market stuff, but still, this is not something I want to mess with. A contractor in Florida was doing some work at a Navy SEAL museum on Monday and got caught trying to steal a ballistic vest worn by a member of the SEAL Team 6.
Wow.
Like working at the museum. But that isn't that how the Tommy and Pam video got out, Tommy Lee Pam?
Somebody working?
It was a worker at the house who felt like they hadn't been paid and released the tape.
Oh, wow.
Like stole the tape maybe? Scuba's like, yeah.
Scuba knows.
It was like a worker, though, at the house who like felt like he was upset with them.
So he took a huge safe.
Yeah.
And the safe had to be.
Really? How'd he get in the safe, though?
They're thinking it'd be like money or whatever, but it ended up being a lot of things, but in there was that tape.
But how did he get in the safe? Do we know?
I think they just cracked it open. Like, it was him and another guy stole it in the middle of the night, brought it into the truck.
Dang.
Whole operation. But yeah.
I thought safes were supposed to be uncrackable.
Yeah, no.
I guess not. I think it worked construction, so they probably had a lot of tools.
That's from The Smoking Gun, that story about the Navy SEAL vest. Michigan man's lucky lottery numbers did win him $400,000 in the Michigan jackpot. So
you don't play lucky numbers, Lunchbox, because you think if you don't play them once, they'll hit.
And then I would have to end myself.
So you do quick pick. So you would kill yourself.
End yourself?
Did.
Yes.
Well, he's often said that if he did pick lucky numbers.
Yeah, just think if I pick the same numbers every day or every drawing for 3 years, and then one day I don't get a ticket, and those numbers hit, and it's $50 million, mm-hmm. I'm out.
That's worth ending your life.
$50 million?
Your kid's not having a dad.
I mean,
interesting.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I was going to say, they would have had $50 million and I cost
but now
them.
But now they don't have their dad. And their dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never be able to live. Every day I would think about it just like, oh my gosh, you're such an idiot. Mm-hmm. Oh.
If you guys will leave us a voicemail about this segment we're doing tomorrow, that would be great. Where did you randomly meet a celebrity and that you actually had a human moment? Can't be at a show, backstage, or you knew they were going to. Like, where were you just randomly when a celebrity walked in, or you walked in, you're like, oh, hey, what's up, Jerry Seinfeld? That. Where did that? Let us know. 877-77-BOBBY. Did you guys watch the newest episode of The Magic Johnson Show?
I'm about 3/4 done with it.
I learned something.
What?
What'd you learn?
I don't care. Since it all happened in history.
Yeah. In the 70s.
Can I say that something happened, or would you like me not to say it?
I mean, I'm going to watch it, and I don't care if you say
Wait,
it.
Mike, what's the rule on that? Of the entire show?
Like, does it reveal something that you took gratification?
Hold on. Like, tell me this. I need to know about spoiler rules.
If it reveals something that when I watch it for the first time, I experience and enjoy that part of it, then it's a spoiler, even if it's in history.
But you learned something, so it's probably a spoiler.
I feel like it's a little bit of a spoiler.
Have you watched it?
No.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Yet. No.
There's one part that I for sure wouldn't tell you that happens in the episode that I think it would really be a spoiler. My instinct is not to say anything about it.
Okay. Ah, you got it.
How about this? And this is just sports nerdy. I didn't know that a guy they tried to hire to be the coach.
Yeah. I'm with you on
and
that.
And he wasn't the coach, but I knew him from other things. I didn't know the Lakers tried to hire him to be the coach.
Yeah.
And something happens on later, but yeah.
What I'm shocked about is how simple their lives were, because I guess NBA wasn't as big as it is
it
now.
Wasn't at all. It's a
they lived
failing
in
league.
Normal homes. Like, these are legends. NBA legends, and they just lived these normal lives when they were, I guess, like professional basketball players then.
Hey, Scoob, I'll take one of those. Sonic brought by some of these new shakes. They'd be considered shakes, right?
This yes.
It's like ice cream shake. And I
got
mine.
White.
That's what I got.
White cake shake.
What's mine?
Yellow cake batter.
Yellow cake batter. I can't remember. Going back and forth between yellow cake and brownie batter.
Hey, is there a difference?
What do you mean?
Between yellow cake and white cake?
Yeah.
Other than the color?
Oh, I don't know. I just didn't pick brownie.
Right? Well, didn't we have this?
Is Eddie going to start this argument?
No,
again?
No. Morgan and I had this argument.
I never had this argument.
No, he had it the other day with
Morgan.
Morgan.
What's the argument?
That I believe it's the same flavor. They're just two different colors. And Morgan disagreed.
Oh, that's good. I disagree.
Okay. White cake uses only or almost all egg whites. Yellow cakes get their color and more custardy flavor from using whole eggs, including the yolks, sometimes so, extra.
Probably not a different flavor then.
No.
Interesting.
It is a different, more the custardy yolk? Flavor.
She just said different flavor.
I don't know.
That's good, man.
But now we know. What'd I get?
You got the brownie.
I did. Hey, you really missed out on the cake.
Dang, I should have gotten the cake.
What did I get, Scuba?
A bite.
You really missed out.
You know what I got?
I didn't get one.
Oh, brownie batter.
You did. You got
it. Nice.
I don't know why he didn't bring you yours.
It's That's coming.
Cool. Maybe because you usually get a shake anyway.
Maybe because you're mean to him.
That's cool.
That too.
A study found that improved confidence in a certain room in the house has been linked to better mental health.
Which
that mean?
One?
Well, do you go to a room in your house and just feel better? You're like, oh, I like to be in this room.
Yeah.
The bedroom.
My room.
Okay.
My living room. Once I painted it green.
Oh, nice. Scuba.
But you said bedroom first.
Eddie, what'd you say?
Bedroom.
Researchers from this university say that there's a greater confidence found in the kitchen. You go in the kitchen, you feel better.
Because you eat.
I get. Wait, Amy's eating while she's talking. You can eat. Have it. But we won't talk our mouths full, right?
You sound like me talking to my kids.
Yeah, we won't talk.
We're not going to do that, are we,
no,
boys?
No, Dad, we
yeah,
won't.
We won't talk our mouths. You can still eat.
Good.
It's okay, I'm done,
but we'll
Dad.
Wait to have our conversation.
Sorry, I got excited.
Throat, yeah. Let's see here.
I'm like, we didn't just put the dishes in the sink, right? And not in the dishwasher? No, Dad.
Let's see. Let us play voicemail number one, Raymundo, please, if you have it over there.
Hey, Bobby, we just watched the iHeartRadio show. We just wanted to make a reference of how everybody lip synced every single song except Jason Aldean. He stumbled over his second lyric, and he still managed the show. That's country.
Not even mad about it.
I don't know that that's true or not.
Not even mad about it.
But that's
it.
Funny.
That's country.
I would bet you there was a mix. And depending on the dancing, and sometimes it's not lip syncing, they're singing with a track, and if there's dancing, they don't have to sing right then. So I don't know that that's true, but it is funny that probably Aldean didn't lip sync, and that they know that because he messed up. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Let's do, do we have any more we haven't played, Ray?
Number
No, we did that one. What about, no, that's it. I think we played them all at some point. All right, all right. Let's see. Oh, yeah. You ever get a text from someone, and this is one of my pet peeves now, where they're like, hey, you busy Friday? And it's like that. Like
that's all it says?
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I don't know. It depends what, you're off. It depends what you want me to do. There's a difference in play golf or help you move. And whatever your answer is going to be, it's going to affect my answer. It's just such a, hey, you're around next week? Well, that's an interesting question because at certain points I'm around. And at certain points, I'm not around. But
you're so literal.
My schedule will be affected based on what you want me to do. So I would rather somebody, hey, like on Wednesday, I have this in mind. How about we do that? Or I'll get a text, hey, you busy tomorrow? What? It depends. No, I'm not. Unless it's something I would not like to do, then yes, I am.
Yeah.
So that generic question, it kind of sets you up for whatever they want. Hey, you got big plans tomorrow? Well, I do have some plans. They're not big. Well, great. How about this? And then if you say no, you're a jerk.
Mm.
No one else deals with that? You know, we're going to a spiral once.
I'm usually the one that asks that question.
Oh, you are?
I'm the one that says, hey, man, what are you doing on Friday? And then
are you doing? Well,
I guess what I'm looking for is just a response in general. Like
why? What's up?
Are you in town? Oh, yeah, I'm in town. Cool. Do you want to play golf? That's kind of the conversation I'm looking for. I feel like I'm like, hey, you want to play golf on Friday? Is too like,
oh, I like
direct.
That. Come right at me. Let me know what you want.
So what is your reply?
It depends.
That's what I know, but if they say,
yeah,
hey, you around on Friday, what do you reply exactly? Like,
good question. Are you around on Friday? Some of the day I am, some of the, you know.
sometimes I am.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Because they're just setting me up to get me into something. Because if I'm around and I don't have any plans, why do I not want to go and do whatever? And sometimes I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You could just say, why, what's up?
Yeah, I do all that.
Okay.
Sometimes I just ignore it.
But what if you're missing out on something?
Straight up ignore?
Well, sometimes if I've been through this before where they trick me,
yeah,
I'd be like, are you around on Friday? I do that too sometimes.
You get them back.
Know, am I?
They're like, are you around on Friday? Are you around on Friday?
No, I asked first.
Yeah. Just let us know. Do you not have to walk us somewhere? And then we're like, yeah, we're free. And then be like, well, since you're free, then you have no reason to say no to whatever I say. So everybody's gonna, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I don't think it's mean-spirited. It's just kind of,
I don't think it's mean-spirited. It's just kind of annoying.
Yeah. They're not looking for like a forceful way
to
make
you do. No, they're looking to set you up because when you got nothing, then why won't you accept what I'm saying to do since you got nothing?
But I've never thought that.
I've never thought that.
It's just a setup. Stay with me.
It's an interesting communication style.
One that I do not like.
Yeah.
So now I just reply, are you around on Friday? There you go. I think that's it. We got our shakes. I do have a new podcast idea that I'm not going to share today, but I think I figured it out.
Podcast for who?
No.
For what?
For you?
Exactly. No. We split ours because the situation was we were not loading it until the West Coast heard the end of the show.
Oh.
Well, for our friends on the East Coast, that meant they had to wait until way many hours later in their day than someone in the West Coast would. So we said, well, what if we put the first half of the show up? East Coasters can take it. Then we'll post the second half. You got both parts of the show. West Coast can do the same thing. Got a lot of pushback. We can't push a button twice. We didn't know our phone could hold more than one podcast. So I was getting a lot of that. So I've been trying to find a way to make everyone happy because we don't always make the best decisions. At one point, I thought, why don't we put up every segment in order of how good they are to the end? And listeners said, no, we don't like that. So I said, great. We did it for a while, got the feedback, changed. last night, I was thinking a little something, and I think I have the plan. I think I have the plan that's going to make everybody happy.
What is it?
I can't tell you right now. I got to make sure it's legal. And talk to
legal?
I got to talk to Scuba Steve and Mike after this. I sent them a message last night. I sent them a voice message, a little voice memo. I said, hey, let's talk about a podcast tomorrow. Remind me. Let go of the button. Sent it. Had that been Amy, it'd have been like, and I know. Hey, I'm just here singing, just thinking about the show. Oh, by the way, Sashira just walked in. You will not believe what happened to her at school today. I'll tell you about it. I'll put it in some notes tonight. Where, hey, speaking of notes, are they coming through? And it would just go on, right? She just chases the tail. And then it's going to be like, oh, yeah, we have a podcast to talk about. But I wouldn't even get to that part. I would have checked out at somewhere where the refrigerator light is even on when the door's closed. You know, when oh she went gosh. Into thinking about that, mm-hmm. that's where I would have probably checked out. But I sent a quick, hey guys, remind me tomorrow, let's talk about the podcast. I sent one to Mike.
So boring.
It's not entertainment. It's not, it's just.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Eddie also wants to do a bit switch and pick a bit.
Which is?
Is that legal?
Well, I don't think it is.
Okay. Because let's be real, as time goes on, I'm forgetting what the original bit was. You know what I mean?
That's trouble. Yeah, that's trouble.
It's like every time we tease it, I'm like,
Eddie, so someone was stealing money in your house and you finally figured out the culprit.
Someone was stealing money from his kid's wallet.
Oh, that.
Correct.
Okay.
That's been on Pick a Bit. It hasn't been picked. Right.
But man, I have a better one.
But Lunchbox is the fact that he's been on the news.
Anyone seen him on the news?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, has anybody seen me on the news lately?
Yeah.
We'll do Pick a Bit again next week early. We'll add another bit to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so far, no one's picked Lunchbox's or Eddie's bits. The new bit shows up and it's all shiny and everybody picks that one.
I think they're doing it on purpose, but it's
okay. If Ray gets back on there, I think he's going to lose. Clickbait Ray.
Clickbait.
You got him last time. Like, we were like, that's an amazing bit.
I'm leaning towards going Eddie, but I can guarantee you this, I'm never picking Lunchbox.
Oh, wow.
Wow, ahead of time. Why?
Because it's just so fun to keep him on.
Oh, you're...
But do you see what I'm saying? Then she shouldn't be allowed to vote if she's a tainted juror.
But the thing is, I'm going to have a vote. Like, who else? We're limited with people.
Well, if she's in the vote, if I put the pick a bit with her bit, she's out of the bit.
That's true.
That's true.
That's what, Amy, if I ever get a vote, you're never getting my vote.
Okay.
Then.
Okay,
so you know.
Guys. Come
okay.
On.
All right.
Don't start this.
Tit for tat.
Hey, Morgan.
I can do that too.
People were giving us a hard time on the Facebook page because why?
Basically, because we share stories giving each other a hard time, and they're like, oh, well, this is getting annoying that you guys keep making fun of each other. But I think we need to remind them that this is like a family, and we're like kind of siblings sometimes giving each other hard times.
It depends. No, what it's more talking like about?
They said they were mad at Morgan for tattletaling because I used Abby's water on my fingers.
Eddie has ice cream all over his face.
I do. Is that on my mustache?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're mad because we just pick on Lunchbox a lot. Entirely.
But Lunchbox
is the biggest. The biggest pick on-er, most bully, biggest...
Correct.
I cannot believe people say that.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
No, you're just a tattletale. I was just washing my hands, and you had to go tattletale.
And then, water.
Yeah. This is what makes me mad. People defend him with, he is who he is. It's just like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
and I'm who I am.
We all just say rude stuff because we're rude. Like,
yeah, it's like, it's also like when people will say anyone, like, you know, I like it, they tell it like it is. No, they just tell it in a way that you like it.
Yeah.
It's not that someone tells it like it is. They just say it in a way that you like it. So you're like, he's telling it like it is. Because that's how I like it. I'm not talking about you specifically.
Well, Lunchbox. You sure are talking like me.
Yeah.
I guess my impression Lunchbox. Of someone on Facebook is Lunchbox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you kind of go to that accent.
That's
that
who I
have.
Picture behind all the posts.
Maybe
someone
it is
like
him.
Lunchbox. It's Lunchbox.
You never hear someone go, I like it because they just tell it like it is. But I don't agree with them. That never happens.
Yeah.
Someone who tells it like it is, according to people, is someone who tells it like they believe. Hey, tell it like it is. Again, you never hear one go, you know, I like that guy. He tells it like it is. I hate everything he's saying. I disagree with him wholeheartedly, but he tells it like it is. Never happens.
Yeah.
You don't disagree?
I mean, I don't know what to say. So you guys need to quit being mean to me.
Okay. Thanks. Now he's a victim.
Apparently, it's a nightclub in here after we leave.
Oh, for sure.
That's 100%. True.
According to Amy.
Yeah. Like yesterday, I worked from here for several hours, and it starts to pick up a bit. You know, there's like a few little people playing around for a little bit, but then Steve gets hardcore and starts playing all the new hits. Like this one by Milky.
Milky Chance?
Chance.
Yeah, Milky Chance.
Milky Chance.
Milky Chance. This song's Colorado. I was like, oh, kind of a jam, but he turns it up, and then but everyone's still working. And it gets loud. Eddie's here doing, I don't even know.
Yeah, what does Eddie do up here?
Working, man.
Yeah.
Amy, was I not working the whole time?
And he's helping me the whole time.
Helping
scuba.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, it was fun. I was like, oh, we should do this more. This is like a club.
What'd you
I saw
call
you
it?
Doing like high kicks up here yesterday. Have you ever seen this scene in Friends where it's like Monica's friend and she's like, look, I can do high kicks. You ever seen that?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm. I was doing my, so in ninth grade, I was on the drill team for just 1 year because I was tired of being put in the back. Like, I never made front row, ever. I was like, I clearly, this is not for me. So I quit the team, but I'll never forget that little routine I did there.
But why were you doing it on camera?
I don't know. I don't know. We were playing the celebration song for the Haiti money. And then I was like, oh, the famous dance routine. And then I thought, oh, fellow former Red Jackets from Austin High might follow and they could see this. And I bet they know the famous routine.
This is what you would leave on a voice memo if you guys were.
Our instructor, Miss Kathy Livingston, that was her little routine. And she would insert it into different dances, but it was always the famous. Yeah. And so that's the kick routine.
Hey, Mike, will you look up? It's the same woman who had sex with Stifler.
What?
In American Pie.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Jennifer Coolidge. Oh, this is it. Yeah, her name's Amanda. That's what it reminded me of.
I don't remember
Amy
this.
Yesterday.
She did a kick routine on Friends?
Yeah. She was like, look, I can still do this. And she's like doing a kick routine for Chandler. Is she? Yeah, it's her. Anyway, that's what it reminded me of.
I mean, I could still do it, though.
I know. That's what she said. She's like, look, I can still do a kick routine.
I mean, it hurt. Yeah. But, and I can't go as high as I used to, but I mean, 41, not bad.
Not bad. All right. I think we're done here. Anything else you want to say, Amy?
No.
All right.
You?
I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
You're done.
I'm sore. I got allergy eyes.
Yeah. Allergies are real right now.
Killing me all morning.
I was trying. Okay.
Is this a voice memo?
One look at you and I can't disguise.
What song is that?
Hungry eyes.
Hungry eyes.
Hungry eyes.
That's funny. Who sings Rio?
That's George Michael's band.
No.
Yeah, his Wham. Band. Wham.
No.
Not,
Duran.
That's it. But Hungry Eyes is not Duran Duran. It's a guy.
Duran?
Eric Carmen.
See?
No, that's Cartman.
I think it's Eric Carmen.
That's South Park. That's South Park.
Name the movie.
I might be wrong.
Name the movie.
I think it's Eric Carmen.
You're right. It's Eric Carmen, yeah.
Eric Harmon?
Man, Scuba's moody today. Scuba's just like, yes, okay. Eric Carmen.
Those are the facts.
Guys.
He censored me earlier.
Stop arguing.
He censored me earlier.
And he did.
And we won't talk about that right here. But I was definitely censored by Scuba. And it is what it is. I took my bumps and I said, okay, yes, sir. I'll take another. And that's how it was.
Allergies, probably.
I haven't been able to see clearly all morning because my eyes are so allergy ridden, and I've been censored by Scuba, and it is what it is. What if Scuba was a spy in here by corporate?
Huh?
I'd believe it.
Me too.
I came out of nowhere, so that would make sense.
Yeah. Like they hired him because they couldn't get quite a control on us.
Yeah.
We're not in New York or LA, and it's like they listen kind of, but then not
so
really.
So he's like undercover boss.
So he's like reports back everything that happens here. Like that's probably what's happening.
Because we do some
shady stuff.
He turns this place into a nightclub.
Yeah. Because his work's done when we're not here.
Yeah, turn it up. Good.
Or maybe it's one of those things where he's like, ooh, let me act like I'm having fun. But if these guys are having fun, they're not really working. Look at them.
It's his disguise.
Entrapment. He's trapped us by giving us something and then punishing us for it.
That's it.
Any chance you're a spy, Scuba?
Any chance I'm an alien?
No, but are you on our team or not?
Oh, I am. There's always this divide that you have to have in this position where you report to the programmers, but you also have to deal with your team. And there's some things that stay with this team. There's some things that stay with that team. And I have to figure out that line of the loyalty. And there's certain things that we do here that are off limits.
What's he talking about?
I hear what
he's saying. He knows how to do this because he knows I stopped listening about 7 words in.
Yeah.
And he just continued. And I'm like, at the end, I'm like, yeah, cool, man.
And he never really answered the question.
Never.
No, he went straight politician. You ask him a question.
No, I think Amy gets it. Like, what I'm saying is that if you have a basket and
you're also
got
loyal
stuff
to them in different ways, but we think you're loyal to us and they think you're loyal to them. So you're tricking us all.
No, because I know everything. But I pick and choose where it goes because there's a reason behind it. Like, I wouldn't tell them everything that we do on the corporate side because there's some things that we keep between us that they shouldn't know about. And there's some things that they do need to know about because it's open information.
And then there are things that we don't need to know about that they do to us.
Exactly, yeah.
So is he on our side?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like he's not.
It's 70, it's 70, 30. 70 here, 30 there.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's my role. I have to do
yeah,
that.
What's he supposed to do?
Well, did you get an email from them last night saying, hey, you should probably censor Bobby?
No.
Okay.
I didn't censor it. I made a decision that I felt like it should be shorter.
Interesting. All right.
I'm not satisfied with that answer. I'm done telling him things.
And I went. I'll put it that Colorado. Way.
So are you're done helping him?
Maybe.
Oh, are you holding back now?
Oh, yep. Man, now you're not going to help me anymore.
I'll be going home every day.
Oh, what am I going to do now?
Okay.
Sorry, Scoot.
I'm going to be here till 5 every day now without the help.
Okay.
Are you making fun of me?
Today has seemed I've been a little crooked all day because I've got allergies and I took allergy medicine. So I felt a little crooked. Amy's felt a little drunk. Scoob has felt a little deep voiced, tired, sensory.
Yeah.
I think Lunchbox and Eddie have been crushing it today.
Yeah, yes, thank you. Thank you.
I've been masking the pain over here, but we've all let you fighting down. Through it.
What hurts?
My stomach.
Why?
I don't know. Just pain right here in the stomach. Just.
You pregnant?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just toughing it out.
If you could, would you have a baby out of your butt?
No chance.
Your butt?
No chance.
Pregnant.
I would never want to be pregnant in my life. No.
Interesting. I've often thought I wanted to be pregnant.
Yeah, you don't.
So I could bond with the baby.
Trust me, when you're around your wife and she's pregnant, you'll see how miserable it is. You won't want that pain.
No, I get that, but I just feel like I'd be open to the possibility to have a baby out the butt.
Nope.
And I'll leave that
Why
there.
Why wouldn't you just get a C-section?
Well, that's an option, but okay. You don't want there to not be an
You want to do it all natural.
You want to start natural.
You don't want there to be not an option of it coming out naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
It's not natural for it to hypothetically, come out of your butt.
Hypothetically, if that's the way it
happens.
Why
not vomit it out?
Now we're talking.
That would be painful.
But that I like that. It's quicker, though. Okay. But if it gets hung up and you can't breathe.
Do you like throwing up?
No.
Yeah, who does? That's the worst. Up, yeah. But sometimes.
I'm sure somebody.
The other end's not bad.
No,
but yes, but that's different, though, because I've had butt issues where I've ripped my butt.
I get it. Okay. But a normal one sometimes is like, oh, that was nice.
Stop. Also, what? How have they been more on than anybody else in the show? I feel like you've had a great show, Bobby, but all of a sudden I haven't and they have.
I don't feel like it. I feel like
I
feel like you've been funny. Like
I've been funny, but I've just been.
I was trying to read something off the paper. Show.
No, you did say funny, and I was trying to read.
You had a great show.
Yeah, and you said you've been funny.
Okay.
Then you just said you didn't say that.
Did I say that?
I don't know.
And that's why you haven't had a good show, Amy.
Amy's drunk.
Eddie, we get a compliment, and Amy can't stand it.
That's true.
Amy cannot stand it. She starts.
No, I want to learn from it. I want to learn what did they do so that I can.
Learn.
Hey, go back and listen. Go back and listen. Go back and listen to the tape. You'll hear it. You'll hear it. Man,
okay, I guess I'm
going
to have to.
Go back and listen.
I guess I'm going to have to go listen to game tape.
They also have. Less of a space.
What are you talking about, Willis?
They also have less
yeah,
of a...
Yeah, we are a little crowded over here. Can I get a bigger desk?
They also have less of a space to fill, so sometimes you don't see. Where you and I, spotlight on. And I couldn't even read earlier because, like, my eyes are squinty. I was like, Eddie, can you see his allergies? And he's like, I'm having those problems, too.
Yeah.
So with that...
I had him a few days
ago. And allergy medicine. I'm a little crooked.
I have no idea what is different about me today versus yesterday.
I believe, and Ray, you can back me up on this, or say I'm wrong. Did Amy not just say, hey, you had a good show, you were funny? And then I said, oh, you said it was funny. And then she goes, I didn't say you were funny. Is there any chance that just happened to make that up?
We need to pull the tape. I said you had a great show.
And you said you're funny.
Let Ray answer.
No, ask Scuba.
Ray.
Amy did say that sentence.
I said funny?
Ray's off, too.
I said funny.
Allergies getting us all.
Ray looks like a
I guess there's no way to hear the tape while we're doing the show, huh?
Yeah, I really can't.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we're going to... Don't worry.
We'll chat. We'll hear it tomorrow. But don't tell us what happened today. We'll just play it back tomorrow. All right? Everybody good?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was really good
today.
Good
show, Lunchbox.
Hey, good job, Eddie.
Thanks, dude.
What's up, dude? Sorry, Amy, you're not on our level.
I guess not.
Maybe tomorrow, Amy.
Maybe.
Yeah,
always new day.
Hey, I'm talking to myself, too.
New day.
I recognize that.
Yeah.
I know I had a good show and I was funny, according to Amy, but she didn't say it was funny.
I really just thought I said you had a great show, but okay. I mean, whatever.
That was a great show? It wasn't just a good show?
Oh, I feel like I had a good show. I felt a little crooked the whole day, you know? All right, that's what's up. Thank you, guys. That's the end of the podcast. We will see you.
And then we're going to get your idea.
You aren't. Not right now.
Scuba and Mike.
I got to make sure it's
even
legal.
Though Scuba's
I'm sure
not
Scuba
on
will
site.
Report it to corporate yeah. immediately if it's
do
illegal.
Do you want Ray in that meeting since he goes to y'all's dinners?
Ray would be good in the meeting.
Yep, put him in there. I bet he says one word.
That's okay.
Cool, pimp.
We don't.
Sounds good, pimp.
Do we need to have a meeting? Anybody?
For what?
What do you want to meet about?
I don't know. Maybe we should start meeting.
We're good. No, I'm good.
All right, we're done.
One thing I don't want to do is meet.
We're done. Bye. Bye, everybody. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.